com today, and when you do, you got to use promo code SCORE. You are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card. Go to upside.com. That's upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free, an agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service.
I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty, Infinity, is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881 and start packing.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Update.
It's 3:01 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio Center. Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
You can't start until I get in the batter's box. But no, it's, you know, the objective is the pitchers are going to push right one. They want to get into a groove, and I'm going to be ready to hit.
Anthony Rizzo's been outstanding in his five games of the leadoff spot. He's hitting .409, three homers, eight RBIs, but there's more. The Cubs are averaging 7-plus runs per game since Rizzo started batting first, nearly three more per game since before the move. And one reason why, Rizzo has reached safely in the first inning of all five games he's hit first. The Cubs home tonight. They're hosting San Diego. John Lester and Clayton Richard, the starters. Cubs 20-15 at Wrigley this season. White Sox are off but making moves. Leury Garcia goes on the 10-day DL, a sprained finger on his left hand. Corresponding move tomorrow when the Sox visit Minnesota. Elsewhere, the top prospect the Cubs traded for Aroldis Chapman last year needs Tommy John surgery. The Yankees say infielder Gleyber Torres is out for the year. The surgery is to fix his left elbow. He's a righty. NBA Stephen A. Smith reports the Celtics are planning on using the number 3 pick in Thursday's draft to try and acquire Jimmy Butler from the Bulls. Smith reports the Bulls offered Butler to the Sixers for that pick before Philly agreed to its big trade with Boston. That trade's official now. The Bulls have the 16th pick in the first round. Butler has two more years left on his contract with a player option for 2019. Hockey, the Blackhawks announcing that they'll unveil a new sweater tomorrow. That's what the old schoolers call it. The new schoolers call it merely a jersey. It's happening across the NHL with a new company taking over as the league's official outfitter. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. At AutoZone, the parts and supplies you need come with a reward. With the AutoZone Rewards program, spend $25 five times and earn a 20 reward. Sign up online or in-store today. Get in the zone. AutoZone. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
This for the U.S. Open. A major champion.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Barry Rosner said when we were going through the names, we went through like the full field and then looking over a bunch of the odds. Mm-hmm. And last week when he was in for you, Barry had these thoughts when I got to the name Brooks Koepka, the U.S. Open at nearby Erin Hills. But I'm looking at the latest odds right here, and I'm trying to see where some of the value may be. 45 to 1 are Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen.
I love Koepka. Talk about natural power. He's a bomber. Also showed in the Ryder Cup that he's not afraid of the pressure. I like him. A terrific sleeper pick.
There you go.
He's the golf god. I mean,
that was pretty good.
Chicago sports treasure, that Barry Rosner.
What was funny, though, is that if you listen closely, there were a lot of, if you know your bird calls during the event, you could hear their microphones were everywhere, and mm-hmm. they had very loud sort of on-course mics to hear the conversations between the players and the caddies, and you could hear a lot of birds, one of which was a constant, which was the unmistakable trill of the red-winged blackbird. And when Barry was here, he was telling the story about how somewhere in Buffalo Grove, on his usual course where he runs, he gets attacked by the same red-winged blackbird. And he has to fend it off with a stick.
Yeah, he's told me this story before, yeah.
Well, he keeps happening to him.
Well,
he hasn't stopped running past it. And the bird's like, hey, here he comes again. Watch this.
Setting him up.
And so I just started, I kept laughing every time. Mindful of thinking that maybe it's the same one, maybe because it's Rosner's bird, it knows and likes golf, and it's just like, it might as well go. It's not too hard to fly up to Erin Hills.
Cigar smoke, right? All of a sudden he thinks it's Rosner coming down for his
daily
job.
Why not? Not a big deal, but that's not why you called.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get to this too. What's and wrong? This has been a pet peeve
what
of mine.
Happened to your face? What's wrong? Something messed your. What's wrong? Uh-oh, we got sad Danny over here.
No,
guys,
not sad.
No. Who cares?
This is from today's Tribune. This is Shannon Ryan in the Tribune today.
I like Shannon.
When Stephen and Bronwyn Case moved to Wheaton 3 years ago, they considered Chicago their hometown. That included rooting for the Cubs. So when their first child was born 4:13 a.m. on Father's Day, Gracie? They named her
Grace
after one of the streets that borders Wrigley Field.
Cubbies.
Waveland.
They named the baby Waveland?
She said,
is that the middle name?
She said, we're originally from Texas and Tennessee. We don't have family here. We feel like this is our special place. We wanted something unique to Chicago as a baby name.
Now, you know what's going to happen here. You're about to do what you're going to do. And there are going to be parents who are going to call up and go, Dad, it's a fun thing to do.
It's your child's name. It's not a dog.
There's a lot of Jordans and Peytons out there, Dan.
Those are at least names.
Be careful, Dan.
Those are names. Addison is a name.
Madison.
Grace is a name. Mm-hmm. Clark is a name.
Yeah, Waveland's a tough look.
You named your child Waveland. Unique to Chicago, name your kid Ditka. Name your kid Capone.
Name your kid Kutch.
Shut up.
And if you are of Latin descent, Mexico.
Name your kid Mexico.
No, dude, Waveland's a tough go because now you have to shorten it. And she's going to go to school, and people are going to call her Wavy or
that's the
Landy.
Thing. What's the
you're
nickname?
Not going to say yeah. You're not going to go with what she's probably not going to go with Waveland every time she introduces
and
herself.
And if you think of Wavy, immediately yeah. I jump to Wavy Gravy again, and then we're back there.
He's got a barrel on, right. And got the suspenders and the tie dye shirt, yep. And the crazy hair.
And he tweeted out a picture. Happy birthday to my new daughter, Waveland.
Oh, that's tough.
It'll be tough to top my first Father's Day. Cubs win. #FlyTheW.
Yeah, That's when fandom takes.
You've got to stop. It's a person.
Did you see the Espen feature on how many?
There's a kid named Espen.
World Series babies were made that night, and it did a whole.
That's
feature
fine, but some of those are named Steve.
Yeah, Jane. Yeah. Waveland's tough. Right. Waveland's tough. Yeah, I just having had my first child, it was easy to name our baby because we were in lockstep with the middle name. She told me there's no way in hell she's naming her child Ellsworth. And I was like, all right, I'll have to talk to my mom and dad about that.
Well, you don't even use the name.
Yeah, well, because it's pretty formal. That's why. And, you know, Jace, I was only called Jace by my mom, my sister, and my lady. So we figured, hey, there's only three people that use that name. Now hand it over to the kid. But yeah, there was no thoughts of, you know, the kid being named Jimmy or...
Right,
Nico. Right. Are there any Trubisky babies running around out there? Like, yeah, that's a tough look. And when you can pawn it off as, yeah, like you said, it's still a name. You know, like you said, Clark and Addison, and you know, there's a set of twins that were named Clark and Addison on that feature.
Yes, but if you look, it's the whole naming things after your favorite team. That's for your yellow lab. That's because I live right off of Grace, not far from the park. Everybody's got a yellow lab or a black lab named Addison or Grace or Rhino or Shawan. Don't call me Shawan.
Yeah, don't call me Shawan, boy. Yeah.
Just
you thinking a lot of coom dogs running around out there?
That's your daughter. She's going to have a life of her own.
Yeah.
And your whole job as a parent
setting her up
is to make sure that she's
easy breezy, lemon squeezy,
and you just—it's such a headwind now. You just create an unnecessary headwind for your daughter's life by giving her a dumbass name.
Yeah, that's tough. She could change it.
When she's 18,
yeah,
she's gonna change it.
You think? If she makes it to 18,
if you just
she's in Chicago,
if she'll change it to. I don't know. The brick house.
Hey. Hopefully she'll stay dry, sweetheart. But seriously, though, it's
more ways than one in that case.
It's happened. It's happened with Jordan. It's happened with Peyton.
Those are names. Those are unisex names.
It's happened
names
with Butkus
too. Yeah. Those are Jordan right. Peyton are lovely
fine
names.
It was fun. Yeah, but yeah, whenever you start to do the whole naming your kid after an athlete thing.
But that's after a road. It's not a person's name.
Meet my son Ashland.
My son Pulaski.
Right. Dude, moms usually can overrule these.
That's their job. Where was mom?
So you're putting it all on mom.
Ultimately,
dad is stupid.
Dads
as
are
it is
dumb.
Yeah, dads are dumb. You know, we saw the dude last year who had his baby in one hand and trying to catch the foul ball in the other and almost toppled over the seats. So
well, drama, baby.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't ever think it's been done in my family where a child has been named after a. After an athlete, my mother did want to name me a very, very weird name.
Cassius Clay.
No, she wanted to name me Quasar. And my dad was like, hey, put the drugs down. Jason's going to have, you know, a decent life with this name.
And that's back when there was a Quasar Electronics company, too.
I don't know why my mother wanted to do it.
Our very first VCR was a Quasar.
I don't think my mother's ever smoked weed or ever did any hard drug in her life. But at that moment, there was something that was in the air, and my pops had to put the stop sign down. he had to say, hey, we can't send the kid out there being known as Quasar.
No, I was one X chromosome away from being Marjorie.
Really?
Yep.
Like, what happened to those kind of names? Like, my mom's name is Beverly, right? So
that's
I feel like
such a mom's name,
and it's an old name,
my
right?
My aunt Bev.
Like, I feel like if you're named Beverly, you were born at 29.
You can,
you know what I mean? Like, you were a certain age. And like Marjorie, like there's no young Marjorie.
There's wonderful graphs for this. There's interactive moving graphs that can show you name popularity and what's going on with everything. And it's like all of my mom's friends, right? You're talking
the
about
Lindas of the world,
Linda, mm-hmm. Barbara, mm-hmm. Janice, Joyce, Janet, Lois. Like all
you said Marjorie. I'm like, Marjorie has never been 17 years old. No, it was straight to 31 with
her. But you can actually see it. And then for people my age, all the girls' names, Stephanie, Jennifer, Melissa, Alyssa, Lissa, and all of those variants.
And then we read the NHL names the other day.
The NHL names, well, sure.
The MLB draft names. There was a piece done on them.
David Roth, right?
No, there was. Oh, dude, did he? Was it David Roth?
David Roth did something about our baseball names getting better.
Yes. And there was a bunch of ridiculous names out there, but like the classic names, like for instance. Chris's baby has a very, very beautiful classic name. Name's Juliana. Like like those names. Like you hear them and you're like, yeah, there's something there. I wanted to name my baby before, like years before I had him. Like I thought my first child would be a boy. Wanted to name him Jack. I had to be pulled to the side.
Well, yes. It was on the air.
Well, before
you were talking about on the air, Jack Goff probably is not going
to
work.
It would be tough. He would either get pummeled every day or have to be a bully at some point because you're going to get into a lot of fights walking into the class and the role is being called and Jack Goff, you know, is your name. So yeah, I don't know if Waveland
sounds like a Chiefs executive.
See. I don't know if Waveland's the route you want to go, but she's famous now, so she's got to be great now. This is the pressure that you put on a child when you name him something like that.
And that's true that a lot of people associate it with Waveland Bowl.
Dude, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, the first time I ever saw a bag of weed. When I heard the name.
My neighbors, like, good people at Waveland Bowl.
Oh, dude, Waveland
really,
Bowl
really nice
the
people.
Truth, man. Kidding me? We used to go there Friday nights and bowl a few games and hang out for a little bit.
The owners are really, really super people. When our houses were being built in that area, they had everybody that was moving in come over for a special bowling night.
And an invite to the neighborhood?
Yeah, and it also said, look, if there's ever an emergency, if you ever don't feel safe in your home, we're always open. You always have a place here to come shelter if need be. If you ever need extra parking, call me. We can make arrangements.
Really?
I mean, went out of their way.
Get them in rotation because I want to do a charity bowling thing before the year is out, so I might have to give Waveland a call. I forgot about
it. They're good
Waveland.
Folks, and believe it or not, one of the publications voted their burger at Alley Dogs
really
one of the best, like under $7 burgers in Chicago.
I've never had their burger. I'm gonna have to check it out.
It's a tasty burger.
See, that's why the young lady's named Waveland.
After Waveland Bowl.
Yes,
that's a better reason than after the actual street because it happens to be near a ballpark. This is Herb in Bellwood on the Score.
Herb. What's up, Herb?
Dan, last week on Friday, you were talking about top-notch announcers in Chicago for baseball or whatever.
It was Phil Rosenthal's list from the Chicago Tribune.
Exactly. Did you ever hear of a name your dad probably would remember? His name was Bob Elston. They used to call him the Commander.
Elston, yeah. But he wouldn't be eligible because it was only post-1977.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. How about Farmio?
Didn't make the list.
I wonder why, because he's been at the White Sox 24 years and calls a good ball game, and he's a true gentleman of the game.
Okay, Herb, so registered.
There it is. Herb's vote is casted for Ed Farmer.
Yeah, when the Tribune publishes your list, you can put those names in there.
Is it like the Heisman voting? Will Herb be eligible at some point if he watches enough games? Is that how it's going to work?
You just sort of get a ballot at that
point? The fact that you have a Heisman vote, you know, I've been at
this
place.
It's made me watch a lot more college football.
I have been at this place for 14 and a half years, 16 and a half total in the business. And every time college football season rolls around and this jerk talks about having a Heisman vote, like there are not a lot of things at this station that have bothered me in terms of like what people get or what they're privy to. This man right here, who for years was like, I don't know what the hell is going on. You know, I watch the games that are in front of me. I don't know, I don't care about college football. This guy right here votes on one of the nation's top honors in sports, not just college football, in sports.
Let the record show, though.
You stepped your game up terms of watching.
Not just that. I've tracked my vote over time to make sure that I'm generally, because if I were just an idiot, if I were voting like an idiot, I'd probably give my ballot up, you know, because at this point,
didn't he write Frank Gore in one year when Willis McGahee was killing it because Frank
Gore
got hurt?
Taking a picture of his ballot and the whole thing. But I'm very conscious of making sure that I'm at least doing it right, that my process is right.
How do they select that? Like, of course, you're FOTS, your face of the station. No, so for years, like, what do they go up and coming Dan Bernstein? He should get a he should get a Heisman vote? Like, how does that work?
I don't know.
Is it kind of like being verified on Twitter?
No, I think
it's like being made.
I think
is that
was,
what it is? You they know don't what? Even put the sword or the gun on the table. They don't even do it right.
I think there was a time when the Heisman was losing cachet.
Oh.
Where guys like Josh Heupel and
Jason White, right? Was it Jason White from Oklahoma?
Yeah, some guys were
48 touchdowns and 3 interceptions and no more football after college. And,
you know, it was the Nebraska kid, was it Crouch or something?
Oh, yeah, Eric Crouch.
And you're just like, eh. Yeah. And I think it was an outreach. I think it was a PR thing. I think they, figured if they could give ballots to Boers and Bernstein, and they were, you know, because of the platform, that it was basically free advertising for them.
Okay, all right.
That's what I thought it was.
Asked and answered.
That was my impression. I didn't say that at the time, but since then, you know, it's still kind of cool to get. Take it pretty seriously,
dude. I don't watch the presentation as much as I used to, but like you follow it all season long. It's like, all right, who's going to end up in the top four, and what's happening in the Heisman? And did you vote for the kid who won it last year?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes, I did.
Lamar Jackson. You did?
I did.
And you're going to vote for him again this year, probably, because... Although,
well,
Big Ten's got a couple
guys. You got Sam Darnold and...
Saquon Barkley at Penn State.
Yeah, he's really good.
He might be the best player in college football this year.
Yeah, I think Pete Futek agrees with you, too. Mm-hmm. This segment's been brought to you by Burlington. It's the Summer of Savings at Burlington Stores. Hurry into Burlington today for the best selection of dresses, shorts, tanks, tees, and swimsuits for the family. Burlington style for everyone. And shout out to the people after that story about the guy fighting his pig. He wouldn't fight my damn pig. There's no way that particular appendage is available for pig removal. There's no way. I understand losing fingers in a fight. He's not fighting
someone
with that
summons
thing.
A pig.
Unless he's Juan Uribe.
You must remove this man's penis immediately.
Unless he's Juan Uribe, he's not using that as a weapon.
I was going to say, maybe he fights naked.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, you forever welcome.
If Juan was
our
doing
pleasure.
It, you're going to need a bigger pig. You're going to need a bigger snout.
Yeah, that pig. I'm out. You got me.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you see
the size of that thing?
I'll be over here and all this poo. You go on about your business.
Maybe he's a naked fighter. You know those guys who have to, like, completely disrobe when they use the bathroom. Maybe he, you know, you get into a fight with old Pablo, you know, you're going to see Pablo's Wang.
No,
and also members of Pablo's Wang.
No, I think the texter's thinking, whoa, come on, let's check our detective work here.
Yeah.
That wasn't trying to fight the pig when he came home drunk.
Trying to get a little frisky with his little
romancing
bacon-eyed friend.
Mm-hmm. That's
romancing the pig.
That's pork, is what that is.
That's a damn shame is what it is. All right, do you want to jump into this silliness, all the rumors that are running around the NBA because of last night's trade?
Let's get a reset on that, what's real, what's not, and try to figure out what's plausible.
Let's
because with the Bulls, you never know because you never actually know who's making the decisions and how. So we'll try to do some of that. And we are going to give away a getaway for two. For you and a guest, that would be to Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, overnight stay in a deluxe room and golf on either the Brute or Highlands course. So that's very cool. Got to be listening if you want to win. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. It is official. The Celtics and the 76ers have agreed upon a deal for the first pick in Thursday's NBA draft. To me, it's an incredible move for the Sixers. They trade up and they get an opportunity to take Markelle Fultz. Now, is he a sure thing? Of course not. But almost no draft pick is. And Danny Ainge better hope he's not, because as good of a job as Ainge has done assembling a team that had the best record in the East and went to the conference finals, if you trade the top pick in the draft and then he goes on to become a superstar, that hangs on you for the rest of your career. Decisions at the top of the draft have a way of sticking in people's memories for a very long time. Think Portland drafting Sam Bowie instead of MJ. Or MJ and the Wizards drafting Kwame Brown instead of, well, anybody except Kwame Brown. And if Fultz is closer to John Wall than Michael Olowokandi, then folks in Boston are going to remember this for a very long time. I'm Jim Rome.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Join us, Styles and Roman, at Old Crow Smokehouse during the weekend of Lake Shake. We're going to be hosting not one, but two free Lake Shake parties with your chance to win Lake Shake tickets and exclusive artist meet and greets.
On Friday, June 23rd, we're going to be kicking it at Old Crow River North from 3 to 5 p.m. And then Saturday, June 24th, we're going to be at the Old Crow in Wrigleyville from noon to 2 p.m.
This is a weekend you won't want to miss. Enjoy some delicious Old Crow barbecue, live music, and ice-cold Budweiser.
And prepare for a Lake Shake weekend to remember. Brought to you by Budweiser.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW, it's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly three dozen 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, knausbmw.com.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way with aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with three LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
From Dickie's car.
What?
Dickie, fish, get your fish.
No, I don't think... Oh, no, boy.
Fish!
The bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com or 7952-3700. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on...
Before I started stowing and going in my Chrysler Pacifica, things were pretty tight.
Whose turn to hold the luggage?
And in the most awarded minivan of the year.
Looking good.
Thanks to the available parallel and perpendicular park assist system, my mistake's behind me. Except for buying my kid a tuba.
The all-new Chrysler Pacifica. Get the right family vehicle at the drive and...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
The patient may vary. Limited time offer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Before we get into some basketball stuff on the other side of the
update. Here you go. Here's your music.
Is this what it is? All right. So the question, not the question, but I asked the fellas if Metallica was in town because I got off the expressway on 31st Street, went over to that Shell station right across from the Italian ice place.
Oh, Pharaoh's, right?
Yeah. And
they had a good beef there too.
There's a white van, you know, unmarked van, and there are five guys outside of the van, and each one of them has a different band shirt on. So one had like a Rob Zombie shirt on and a Slayer shirt.
Talking rules.
Right. And they're all smoking cigarettes at the gas station, by the way. And I look over and I'm like, where the hell are these old dudes going? And I didn't know Metallica was in town. And I go inside, pay for my gas, you know, get some a couple of waters for me and the lady.
Black and Miles.
And, no Black and Miles for me anymore. I go get some waters and I come back out and the guy gives me the head nod. I go, hey, what's going on, man? And then I just get in the truck. I'm like, what the hell? Is there a convention? And I found out Metallica was in town.
Yeah, they were here. That's what it is. It's old man metal.
Well, is that the genre?
Point, right? Yeah.
Are they still rocking out? Are they still doing their thing?
As they can.
Do they have fire?
Fire.
Yeah. Do they still do the pyrotechnics? Or is like, all right, you know, last time Jimmy caught himself on fire. He tripped over it. So
it's too hot.
I can't play. It's too warm in here. No, dude. I'm
hot.
I hope that when I am 50, 60 years old, I can still go to see, you know, some old ass rapper still trying to talk about.
I wanted to get Kane on the show. He was here in town, and he's
the Rock the Bells tour, right?
What I can't believe is that I'm the same age as Big Daddy Kane.
Why can't you believe that?
Because I thought he was so much older than I was. Nah, like he was really young.
He's a smooth operator,
and he just seemed so much more worldly and mature.
Nah, he was same age, and idiot as you.
That's just it's
truck jewelry and
it's MCM. Weird to me. Because it's just weird. Because like Chuck D's considerably older than I am, and Rakim's considerably older. I guess I thought he was older then.
Yeah,
you'll be able to rock out to whatever you want.
Hopefully, when I'm 45, 50 years old, Jay-Z will still be making babies.
Sure, you'll have your conversion van and your linen suit.
They dropped their kids, by the way. They had the twins, but nobody knows what the sexes are. I should say.
They're Clark and Addison.
He named his kids Clark and Addison because he's a giant Cubs fan.
Scoreboard update.
3:31 from the Chicago.
Well, come on, you agree that naming your kids after streets near a ballpark is dumb?
I feel bad.
Although you were named after the Hotel Zachary, right?
Oh, jeez.
No, they named it after me. Ah. Big difference. By the way, do you think there's a child in Chicagoland named U.S. Cellular?
Guaranteed rate. Maybe, probably, who knows? No. They just call him USC.
No. Probably. Just let it die.
Yeah. Ain't no half-stepping on this update here.
Yeah. There you go.
You're back.
He gets the job done.
Yes. There you go.
It is 3:32 now from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Center Wade Megan led the AHL in goals this season to spark the Wolves' explosive offense. To watch the goals add up and the fireworks fly next season, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He did well again. My goodness, just the way he started the game again, got the momentum rolling. We had good at-bats up and down the lineup, and it definitely does something to the other side pitcher. So Beautiful job.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon praising Anthony Rizzo continues to impress in the leadoff spot. 409 average, 3 homers, 8 RBIs. The Cubs averaging more than 7 runs per game in the 5 games that Rizzo has been in the top spot. The Cubs are back home tonight facing San Diego. The Cubs are 500 overall, but much better than that at Wrigley, where the Cubs are 20-15 this season. John Lester and Clayton Richard, the starters. And guys, Chris Bryant is back in action.
Yay!
Playing third and hitting third tonight. White Sox visit Minnesota tomorrow. They'll have to add a player to the roster before that game. That's because Leury Garcia goes on the 10-day DL with a sprained finger on his left hand. Elsewhere, Yankees top prospect Gleyber Torres has a torn ligament in his non-throwing elbow and will miss the remainder of the season. Remember, he was the guy the Cubs traded last year to acquire Aroldis Chapman. NBA, the trade official, the number one overall pick in Thursday's draft, goes from Boston to Philadelphia. The Celtics also get a future number one. This could dramatically impact the Bulls, and the guys will talk about this in just a little bit. Stephen A. Smith reports the Celtics are planning on using the 3rd pick to try and acquire Jimmy Butler. The Bulls have the 16th overall pick in the draft. Hockey, the NHL draft is Friday at the United Center, and John Gruden's son, Deuce, has won gold.
650-pound deadlift, I saw.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful banana.
Yes, so he lifted something a lot heavier than a banana at the World Classic Championships for powerlifting. John Gruden's son, Deuce.
Deuce.
Winning gold.
Yeah, that's a baggy name, too.
Deuce. Yes.
I believe he's John Jr., right?
Oh, so he's the Deuce.
A.K.A.
Biter 2Y Banana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit. 4344 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow rose 144 points. NASDAQ went up 87 points. S&P 500 gained 20 points.
Dicka.
Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th.
As in Mike Dicka?
Yeah, Dicka.
Mm-hmm.
My guy.
If I had a dog, I would name him Butkus, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what Tony Parrish did.
Right?
Right.
I would name him Capone.
Oh, or maybe it was Capone.
That's a good one.
Or Larry Hoover.
Fluky Stokes.
Right, right. Jeff Fort. Something like that, you know? And then every time someone asks, I'd be like, oh, yeah, bring your golden retriever over here so I can...
Let's introduce Wrigley to Jeff Fort.
Right? That's what I'm... Meet my French bulldog, Gacy. Come over here for a little bit.
Why is he wearing a clown hat?
Oh, jeez. By the way, if you're interested in the Jersey Mike's music trip of a lifetime, see official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and really magic. In addition to being the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, the next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this.
I'm just going to sit here laid back.
You know why?
Because
it's 88.
Drop some smooth lyrics.
Time to set them straight.
No. Come on.
No, it's 88. I got the Cortezes on for 88 right now. That's what I'm talking about. Big Daddy Kane, one of the 5 greatest rappers of all time. I don't care what your list is or was. If it ain't got Kane in it,
you're
damn right.
I'm always making
You're damn right.
And
I'm
Len
making
Casper.
Lists. Yeah, right.
And Bob Ellison.
Len?
Yeah. So before you get to your bull stuff real quick, this is unbelievable. It's sometimes right. that several Metallica fans settle out of the fact that before the show in Montreal of 1992, Metallica's pyrotechnics technician told the band the pyro is going to be the outside wings of the stage during the song Fade to Black. He failed to inform the band that this was in addition to the pyro already in place. During the song Fade to Black, the pyrotechnics burned James Hetfield.
It set on fire.
It did.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No.
I swear to God. I thought you were making a joke about that because you nailed the singer who got burned.
I swear to God, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that was like a famous thing that happened. happened to them.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. My Metallica knowledge is
you lucked into a great Metallica joke there.
Lars went to the microphone and said, sorry, everybody. There was an incident with the pyrotechnics. James is on the way to the hospital. We'll be back next year. Sorry, Montreal. Metallica always keeps their promise. They did return the following year.
Of course they keep their promise. They've been rocking out and doing it in a righteous way for how many years now? What, 3-4 decades? Right? Metallica was doing it when I was a baby. You know, James Hetfield and screaming and that voice. Yeah.
All right.
So the NBA is silly as hell because the Philadelphia 76ers are now going to put another number one pick with their other two number one picks in Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. They're going to draft Markelle Fultz. They give up a boatload of picks for the next couple of drafts to the Celtics. The Celtics are going to choose third. And now this is when it gets wacky because if you are Magic Johnson, Lonzo Ball, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, and a host of other people, maybe even Blake Griffin, you got to keep your eyes on what the hell is going to happen here Thursday night. Draft's Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep. So walk us through some of these permutations here.
Well, what I thought was happening with De'Aaron Fox, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, it is happening. De'Aaron Fox is rocketing up draft boards everywhere, and people think he might be the sleeper number two pick. And if you're the Lakers and you got Paul George out there and you know that he wants to come to you, do you wait a year, right? Do you let him languish for a year and then sign him, or do you trade for him now knowing that he's going to sign with you anyway because he wants to be in his home state? So now, if you got Paul George in hand, what does it do to Blake Griffin? Because I think the Clippers are getting ready to blow that thing up. And if Blake Griffin is out there and you're the Bulls, are you thinking about getting the band back together again and just dropping Blake Griffin in there? Or are you thinking about tearing it all down and sending Jimmy Butler to the Celtics for the three? But if the Celtics weren't going to give you the number one in all those picks, I don't think they're going to give you the three in all those picks because they're asking for Sacramento. They're asking for the Lakers pick. Like, there's a ton of picks that Danny Ainge holds, but he has to, at some point, he's got to do something with these picks. And I don't know if Isaiah Thomas, the worst thing that happened to the Celtics this year was actually having that litmus test of, are you good enough to beat the Cavs? If they would have got beat by the Wizards, you could still say, all right, we still don't know how we match up. We can do this for another year. Celtics fans saw firsthand what happens when you go up against the King. So now Celtics fans are pushing him to do something rash. And as Terry said when he saw the man on the plane, that's a rash decision.
Man made a rash decision.
Right. Are you going to give the Bulls a deal that you wouldn't have given them previous to you knowing where you were picking? So right now, there's a lot of things in the air. Paul George is out there messing with leverage. Blake Griffin is out there laying low because I think the Clippers are trying to strike this offseason. So many things are happening, and I for the life of me, I don't trust the Bulls.
That's the thing.
And I don't think the Bulls trust themselves, Dan.
The more uncertainty that's out there, the lower my level of trust that the Bulls are plugged in enough and are being proactive. Because when this is all happening, as you get closer to the draft and you don't know what to believe, and the teams that are doing their research and their due diligence and are able to separate fact from fiction, that have the best friends around the league, the best contacts, the best instincts.
Who's lying to you?
The ability to strike first, to be active instead of reactive. The Bulls haven't really done enough to earn our trust that in this time of uncertainty, there's opportunity in chaos. There's opportunity in uncertainty. I just don't think that the Bulls are the kind of smooth operators to be able to do what they've got to do in this environment. Other people are better at it than they are.
Do you have the talent to maximize that opportunity?
Different question.
Because this is what I'm feeling from Michael Reinsdorf and Jerry Reinsdorf. That Tim Floyd taste is still in their mouths about taking it all down to the scrap metal and trying to build a program and build an organization. And they're still gun shy. That's why, as you mentioned, the capacity crowds and the top five in terms of revenue in the NBA year in, year out, no matter what they do in the playoffs. That is, I think if they trusted the people running the organization a little bit more, they'd say, okay, sign me up for 3 years of being absolutely terrible and give us, you know, if De'Aaron Fox made his way to Chicago, I'm down. I'm down. Because now you get to watch a young electric player You know, and like we saw a couple of years ago, I'm not comparing him to Derrick Rose, but you get to watch a young electric ball handler at the most important position a lot of people feel in the NBA now.
Also which seems really smart,
dude,
too.
De'Aaron Fox has got it together. Malik Monk, too. I mean, you think about that backcourt. I don't know how they didn't win, but you look at the amount of like you said, happenings out there. So many people flying this way and that way. You know, what's going to happen with Gordon Hayward? What are the Spurs going to do?
The fans of Boston love yes. them some Gordon Hayward.
And all the while, Chad Ford has some stuff on Jimmy Butler and the Bulls. Stephen A. Smith, even no matter how you feel about him, Stephen A. Smith is good for reporting news of people that he hasn't burned yet. You know, is a reason why the Durant and LeBron knew stopped coming from Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith had the Miami thing before anybody did.
Straight up freak.
Because he was still cool with that camp and World Wide West and Maverick Carter. Since then, you're not getting any LeBron news out of him. Kobe, same way. After he pretty much said he was the source for the Genie bus and Jim bus stuff, Kobe kind of did away with him as well. When I hear Jimmy Butler coming out of his mouth, that is a bridge he has not burned yet. That means it's pretty close to the source. And if that's the case, and if Mark Wahlberg and all these other people who are close to that organization are pushing Jimmy Butler, the problem is I don't know if the Bulls will do the right thing, even with the third pick. Because the Bulls mess around and do something like draft Josh Jackson and I think throw this thing, you know, for a bad run for 3 or 4 years and then Michael Reinsdorf and Jerry Reinsdorf will be validated in that. Why should we tear it down ever again if this is gonna happen the same way it did with Eddie and Tyson?
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out of pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. There's another rumor in which the Bulls are involved that has to do with a big name free agent signing. Get to that in a moment on the Score.
Cubs legend Ryne Sandberg joins Mark Grody during every Cubs postgame show for all home games. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world championship.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends over at Chevrolet. Have you ever wondered what it's like to have it all? Well, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox was designed with your needs and wants in mind. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. You know, summer's coming, and for me that means one thing, road trips. The Equinox brings the most up-to-date entertainment features to help those long car rides go by with ease. And the 2018 Equinox has available 4G LTE Wi-Fi and is compatible with both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto to help keep your summer soundtrack going no matter where you're going. And have you guys heard about the My Chevrolet mobile app? Well, you can use your smartphone to turn your engine on and off, lock and unlock those doors, and even use it to punch in those directions. No more fumbling around with 10 different apps. The Equinox also gives you the one thing that's so hard to find these days, and that's peace of mind. With 10 available active safety features, including automatic braking, the Equinox has the ability to keep you safe and confident every mile along the way. It's the all-new Chevy Equinox. It has everything you need to do everything you want from the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Go check out my friends at Chevrolet and...
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $67.50 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the better-than-ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field, and we just haven't been able to get hot. We haven't been able to get things going in the right direction. So, you know, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW, it's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly three dozen 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
It's wicked awesome.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We have an obligation as an organization to always keep your mind open. I mean, if someone came to you and offered you some unbelievable deal, you'd have to look at it. But that's not a knock on the player, and that's not saying you're not committed to him. It's just being realistic in this business, keeping your options open.
It's the last time John Paxson was on this station. Those were his words. Thank you for checking us out on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on our live video stream and watch 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918.
All right, this is from the Vertical at Yahoo Sports. As the Golden State Warriors work to re-sign four core members of their championship team, the franchise is expected to receive the stiffest competition in free agency for Andre Iguodala, the 2015 NBA Finals MVP. Iguodala plans to seriously consider other teams in July, league sources told the Vertical. Prospective teams would need to show in meetings a vision to move toward contention to pry Iguodala from Golden State. In four seasons with the Warriors, Iguodala, who made $11.1 million this past season, has served as a playmaker and primary wing defender and established himself as a high-character leader. Many teams are expected to pursue discussions with Iguodala, including the Warriors, Jazz, Clippers, Bulls, you laugh already, Timberwolves, yeah, and Atlanta Hawks.
I
was going to say,
I didn't see the name of the teams, but I thought Minnesota would be a perfect fit for him, kind of be a tutor for Andrew Wiggins and some of those young dudes. Yeah.
Said among teams around the league, there's a belief that the value this summer for a two-way wing such as Iguodala could reach $20 million annually.
More one-way than you think. He's a terrific defender.
He's 33.
Yeah.
How Bulls is that?
Just think about it. Luol Deng and he were in the same draft. You know,
and Luol Deng was young.
Yeah, I actually wanted Andre Iguodala in that draft instead of Luol Deng. Both of them have had pretty damn good careers, and of course, Andre Iguodala is a 2-time champion. But you don't want to bring him in and then ask him to do things that he can only do with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green on the floor.
Just how Bulls is that?
Yeah, man. This is
Or that's his agent just putting the Bulls out there.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. He's won his championships. Now it's time to get some of that money back. You know, he's been a first guy off the bench, second guy off the bench for a few years now. Now you can recoup some of that dough. I just don't I don't know where the Bulls' heads are at, because if they're still gun shy because of guys like Tyrus Thomas and all that, then get out the business. You know, stop. Stop right now. Walk into whoever's office that you need to walk into and say, I can't do this anymore because I'm worried about, you know, boom or bust potential kind of guys. If you're not learning anything right now by what Phoenix is doing, then you need to get out the business. You don't have to have the highest draft pick. You just have to draft well. And I don't know what John Paxson or Gar Foreman have done in terms of what the job criteria or the job definition that could keep a gig in these last 3 years. What have they done? You know, I need to know that the standards that Michael Reinsdorf has set for these guys in order to know what kind of job they're doing. If the standards are having an above 500 team barely and getting drummed out of the playoffs, but making sure you sell out all the time,
I'm
and also
say,
nationally televised games you play well in, then they're doing a great job.
I'll give you three things. They led the league in total attendance last year. They led the league in average per game attendance last year.
That's nothing to do with the talent, though.
They led the league in percent of capacity, percent above actual 100% capacity. Those are three numbers that speak to business owners.
They keep riding the iron horse that is Jimmy Butler. He's getting ready to break down on you in a couple of years.
Yep.
I mean, these are 3 years now that at the end of the season, he's had trouble. And also this, I heard Casey Johnson on this morning with the Spiegel and Parkins show, and he was talking about how Jimmy was third, I believe, in win shares in the league this year. You know, Jimmy Butler, depending on what you look at, he is an extremely, extremely fascinating player, because some people think he's an inefficient ball stopper. Other people think that he is a guy who could play point guard or the lead guard like James Harden. I don't think he can.
There's a statistical argument with usage rate and number of trips to the line and how few turnovers he has that put him in on a different point on the graph.
Right, because he stops the play.
Right.
If you've seen through the first couple of motions in your offense that you can't get the shot that you needed to get big or that you needed to get other wing, then the play stops at 11 seconds to go and Jimmy's going to do his thing. And Jimmy's talented enough to do his thing, but he's also talented enough to make sure that you take 41 wins to the bank, 42 wins to the bank, 47 in a great year. Jimmy is good enough. Good enough to tease you. Good enough to get on all NBA teams.
Good enough to make you good, but not good enough to make you great.
So what's the next level? What you're going to do here, and Indiana is dealing with it in a different sense, but what you're going to do here is you're going to come up to that last year of that deal, and Jimmy's not going to be happy, and you might lose Jimmy for nothing. Like, if you got to start playing poker with the big boys. If you consider yourself a big boy, John Paxson has been around this league for a long time. I don't think anybody's pulling any wool over his eyes anytime soon in terms of a trade, but the problem is overvaluing what you have. Understanding what Jimmy is and understanding what Jimmy may bring you is where John Paxson needs to be. You can't leave this up to Jimmy Butler 2 years from now.
A tweet just posted now by Adrian Wojnarowski, and it does have the little blue check mark next to it. Sources. Chicago's price for Jimmy Butler remains elevated, but Minnesota has assets and interest. Sides made preliminary contact this week.
Would you trade?
It's definitely a possibility. It's between a possibility and reality.
Would you trade for Andrew Wiggins, seeing what has kind of happened to him over the last year?
I still like Andrew Wiggins.
I do too. I do too, but the instincts have been questioned. And thinking basketball has been questioned when it comes to him.
Or is that kind of a function of Thibodeau?
Well,
that
maybe Thibs is tired of being young and dumb. That's.
But then you went to the wrong place.
Well,
you took the wrong job.
I think he thought that they would be a little bit better, a little quicker.
All right, what do you think of that latest rumor? Could be Minnesota interested. 312-644-6767. The segment brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. Bernstein and Goff, more to come on The Score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE and receive $20 off to sync your radio.
The difference.
When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you need an experienced agent. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. Michelle wanted to sell quickly for more money. The Amy Kite team gave Michelle advice based on their experience on repairs that could be made before the sale of her home. Michelle applied the suggestions over time, and when she was done, she listed with Amy. And get this, the house had 12 showings in 1 week and was under contract in 7 days for $285,000. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline. If the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you will actually have an immediate offer on your home. If it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. You can't lose. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust. Amy Kite of 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881. Or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Join us, Styles and Roman. We're going to be at Old Crow Smokehouse during the weekend of Lake Shake. We're going to be hosting 2 pre-Lake Shake parties with your chance to win tickets to Lake Shake plus exclusive artist meet and greets.
All right, on Friday, June 23rd, we're going to be at Old Crow River North from 3 to 5 p.m. And then Saturday, June 24th, we're going to be at Old Crow in Wrigleyville from noon to 2 p.m.
This is a weekend you don't want to miss. Enjoy some delicious, diverse Old Crow barbecue, live music, and some ice-cold Bud Lights.
And prepare for a Lake Shake weekend to remember, brought to you by Bud Light.
CBS Thursday, June 29th. Don't miss the season premiere of Zoom.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new